Welcome back to another episode of Kyan and Jay.
We hope you had a nice week.
Yes.
It's been fun here. What have you been up to, Kyan?
Okay, instantly just throwing me in the deep end. Well, I fractured my foot and severely sprained my ankle, so I'm in a moon boot.
It's just hot girl shit.
Literally. So that's why there's no video this week, because we're currently filming it out of my bedroom, purely because I cannot walk for long distances. Anyways, what about, I know yours has been hectic because I haven't been at work to help you out.
Yeah, you couldn't have chosen any other week. It was like the one week that everyone got sick and someone's got planned annual leave away, and then you decide to break your foot. Like, could you not have waited? Honestly, the disrespect.
I know, like, next time I should have just, like, stopped myself in the middle of it and just be like, you know what? No, I choose my own destiny.
Exactly.
Makes me feel old.
Yeah, brittle bones.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are old.
That brings us on to today's topic.
Old people, they can do a lot of things that we can't, right? But I feel like everyone's like, old people, like, we can do so much more. But it's like, okay, they still can do stuff. So we're gonna, you know, give them a bit of credit where it's due. Then we go into word of the week. See what we've been saying this week. TikTok trendings after that. We'll go through our For You pages. Then horoscopes. You can get your weekly prediction here. Music news. We'll let you know what's been going on in the music world. And then Crocodile Tank. We pitch songs to each other. See if we like them. I feel like there's a lot of, like, skills that are going to die out with the older generation, right? For starters, like, yellow pages and the memory of having yellow pages. What the frick? You could just look up anyone. Anyone. And they're in there. I could look up you and I'd find, like, your number. Is that not what yellow pages was?
But what if they, like, yeeted, like, and changed my number? Then you're fucked.
Yeah, and then heaps of old shows, they're like, oh, I tried to ring every Lindsay in the area with your last name. It was like, that's so creepy. But then that's what Facebook is.
Yeah. Is Facebook the new yellow pages?
Maybe.
I stalk people all the time on there.
But now Facebook's an old person thing.
Yeah. Instagram's so much better.
Yeah.
But now Instagram's becoming an old person thing and it's moving on to TikTok.
Yeah.
But it's like, you can't just post photos on TikTok like you can on Instagram.
And old people won't get that.
No.
They won't understand the video part.
Anyways. I feel like there are a lot of things, like you said, that are going to die out. And a lot of really random skills that would not be useful at all today, hence why we don't know them.
Mm.
Read a map. Like, be able to navigate. God.
While you're driving, I literally don't understand. If someone's not telling me, go left at the next intersect. How on earth are you reading a book while driving and, like, flipping through the pages to get to your right section? What?
And looking at street signs? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I've never looked at a street sign in my life. People would be like, oh, yeah, I live on so-and-so street. I'm like, give me a monument that's around there. Like, is Pet Barn on the corner? Yep, cool.
We'll go with that, yeah. It's just like this, and the street signs are so small. Anyways, yeah, that's just a big thing. I'd never understood. And then they have to get, like, the updated map every single year and put it in their car.
Yeah, why not just get a phone? Google Maps.
Literally. Oh my God.
You know what else is an old person thing that, like, I've literally never done? And honestly, like, I know the concept of how to do it, but I've just never done it. Send a letter?
Yeah, I feel like I actually had to. There's one time where I, like, had to send, like, Christmas letters to people. And I remember calling, I think it was my mum, and being like, how do I send a letter? And she's like, you get a thing, put it in the envelope. And I'm like, but that just feels so, like, Stone Age. Like,
yeah.
I went to the post office and I was like, what do I do? And I wrote on all these, like, $2 cards. And she just said, here, take them, put them on that and put it in there. And I did it all there. And she sorted it all out for me. And I was like, thank you, you're a godsend. And she was an old lady. So again, old people.
Mm.
Who the fuck, like, snail mail? Okay, like, medieval times. Like, what's next? They're gonna get, like, a raven and put, like, a little message on its ankle. Like,
yeah, wouldn't surprise me. They probably would.
It's like we've got, like, a worm up in the air for the raven to come down. Like.
You know what else I thought about? You know how all cars used to be manuals, like, when there were no automatics? That means every bitch out there had to learn manual, which means old people, they all know how to drive manual, but now everyone's getting automatics. So do you think manuals are gonna die?
I think they ever will, but I want them to.
Why?
Because I don't know how to drive manual.
Fair enough too. Very good reasoning.
Also something that I will never understand the concept of, and I've tried so many times. It's just like old people, they are so good at knitting and I just cannot.
How do you get the different shapes? Like, you knit something and it's the manly sea eagle, right? How on earth did you work out where to put what for the different colours of the seagull? Like, you're starting in one spot and then you just go down. Doesn't make sense to me.
I'm even thinking, like, a scarf. Oh. How the fuck do you need a scarf? Like,
yeah.
How do you, like, get two needle things and, like, a bit of yarn and, like, flick it all together with your feet? Like, what the hell? What in the loom band is that?
What the hell?
I remember loom bands, but, like, they were confusing enough.
Yeah. Something that's actually a big issue for me. Old people can read analog clocks, like, they just glance at it in the corner of their eye and they know exactly what the time is. I will stare at an analog clock for, like, 3 minutes.
And you're like counting. Count with your finger, yeah.
Yeah. I'm always like, 5, 10, 15. And, like, I just have to stare at it. Like, I can read it. It just takes me,
like,
a while.
Is the 3 the 15 or is it the 10? Like,
yeah, it's confusing.
It's so confusing. Like, why does it have to be that complex? Like, just use your phone.
And also, why is there so many little hands? Like, you got a big hand, a medium hand, and then a real thin hand. Like, I know the thin ones for seconds, but then the other ones, if they're on the opposite ends, they look exactly the same size. So you don't know if it's 3 o'clock or if it's 9 o'clock. I mean, you could look outside and say that it's dark. That would probably... I'd probably tell you it was 9.
Could be like a solar eclipse, you never know.
That's very true. Yeah. That is very, very true.
Yeah. I don't understand how they can efficiently read an analog clock. It just does not make sense to me. Yeah. And it just feels like a glitch in the matrix. Also, something. Writing checks and writing in cursive. Two completely different things, but I feel like nobody these days can fucking write with nice handwriting.
Yeah, nah.
And also writing a check, like... You've got a bank, like an app, transfer it through there.
Who's writing checks? Like, I don't even know where to get a checkbook from. I remember my dad used to do them.
Does it come in a book?
Yeah, and you like peel them out like raffles.
Okay. Like,
I know, I was like, what do you use all these ones for? And my dad was like, oh, it's just to keep track of everyone. I'm like, okay, history. Oh, like, my God.
It's giving like YMCA, like charity fund. Like, here's a raffle ticket. Like, what?
And also, how do you know it's going to work? Like, couldn't you just give a check to any amount and then they have to like physically go to a bank? Like,
and then it gets declined. Like
embarrassing. Just transfer it. You know what else old people do? They had a lot of babies, old people did. And they know the entire history of their family, of every single random person that's been in their family. It's like they've got this big family tree in their brain and they just know everything. I don't even know, like, majority of my family's names.
It's like, okay, Megamind.
Yeah, like, honestly, I'm like, young. What are you remembering this for? Is this blackmail?
Literally, it's like, you know, Linda, she's your great aunt, aunt with the great aunt, and the aunt with the great aunt that had a dog with a cat, yeah, and her daughter, like, Linda as well, and it's like Linda the third, and then Linda the fourth, and then also, you know, she had a son named Barry, and the son, he's a mechanic, heavy diesel mechanic, you know, he just fixed Vanessa's car.
Vanessa.
And it's like, since when did you know Linda, 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 Linda the third, Linda the fourth, Barry and Vanessa?
Yeah, why have they always got, like, some juicy gossip about some random family member you bring up? You're like, oh, do you know this person? Like, oh, they killed your uncle. Like, you're just like, what?
I know, right? And it's like, they just randomly throw, like, facts at you. It's like, what are you? They're like, did you know you're related to this person? And it's like, thanks.
Cool. They're like, you know, you're related to Delta Goodrum. And you're like, how? And they're like, I just know. Like, I was there. I'm old. I
saw you come out the window. Like, okay. Things like using, like, cassette tapes, VCR tapes and shit like that. Are records. I know they're making a comeback, but I don't know how to use it.
No.
Like, okay, mothballs.
Does a cassette, like, slot in, like, from above, like, a CD? Or do you have to put the circles on two different, like, circles? I have no idea.
And what about the whole movie things where it had, like, the... I don't even know what they're called. You know, like the classical movie camera where it's got that god-awful film?
Yeah,
black and white TV. These people were really going through it, eh?
They were. They did not have the best time of life.
This is why I would like to be born in this time, not earlier. Some people say, like, oh, yeah, I was made to be in the 80s. No, bitch. I was made to be in the, like, 2000s.
Yeah, 100%. I was made to be in this era. I could not be a housewife. Like, my stubbornness could never.
If you can think of anything, like, that old people do that young people can't do, make sure you let us know. We'll put a little thing. If you just scroll, you can answer it there on Spotify.
So proud of you.
Let's move on to word of the week.
Word of the week. What have you been saying?
Fracture. Fractured.
Should I guess why? Or
Look, to be truthful with you, this week has been such a conniption canamble that I couldn't even think of a word that I've been saying other than fractured, because I've had every man and their dog and their woman and their auntie and their uncle, their cat, everybody talking to me about what happened.
Mm.
Because, of course, I'm not being an attention seeker. If I have a bloody boot on, I'm a poster.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
I want the condolences and the sympathy.
Yeah.
It's validation.
It's the best part of getting injured.
Exactly. The pain is worth... No, it's not. Anyways, basically, it's just because I've been explaining it over and over and over and over and over what happened, how I did it, and, like, how embarrassing it is and how much of an idiot I am. So, yeah, it's my word of the week.
I like it. Very wordy.
What about yours?
Shanann. And it's because of this beautiful bit of poetry I stumbled across on TikTok. If you let that mother... fucker Shanann once, best believe they go Shanann again. Like Shanann again. Shanann. Why you let him Shanann once, they go Shanann again. That's so funny.
I'm face palming so hard right now. Maybe I should go break my other foot.
Maybe. It's been very lonely for Jade without Kyan.
Well, add that to the dictionary then. Fractured and Shanann. What about Fractured Shenanigan?
That could be our band name. Fractured Shenanigan.
Wait, that's kind of like a slave.
Don't steal it.
Yeah, it's copyright. It's copyrights on the recording.
Yep.
We've got it here. We came up with it. Let's move on to TikTok trending. What's been on your For You page?
So there's this guy and he's been stitching couples videos. So a couple will just be like walking down the street and then the guy will put his arm around the girl. And then this guy stitches it and he's like showing the best takedown method and like the best attack, how to destroy them. He's like, never trust your partner. Here's how you destroy them. And that's been like every second video is just him like, here's how you kill your partner. Here's how you take him down. It's great.
You know what says For You page? What have you been searching?
How to destroy. So I've had that, and I've also had a lot of like old Renaissance paintings, but there's this guy and he'll like do the commentary of what all the little images in the painting or figures in the painting are saying, and they're just always funny because always like, oh Rodney, can you get my silver shoe? And then like there'll be someone else in the picture wearing a silver shoe but they're like hiding it, and he's like, I can't find your silver shoe. It's funny. That was probably the worst example, but it's funny.
No, I get it though. Like, because it's so like stupid that it's funny.
Yeah.
I get it. That's also my humor. I like things that are absolutely so either absolutely hectic to the point where you have no idea what's going on and you're just like sitting there and just watching it all unfold, or like it's just so beyond ridiculous and corny that it's funny.
Yeah.
So that does actually bring me to my thing of people are like screen recording themselves joining random people's lives, because as you scroll on TikTok it'll just like recommend you some live videos of people. They're like screenshotting their face, putting it in a face app and like putting on glasses or something like that and setting it as their profile picture and just commenting until they notice and then just like seeing their reaction, and it's just been like giving me life, and I've started doing it as well.
Of course. Yeah,
because it's fun and they're just like, hey, we look alike. And they're like, hang on. And it's just fun to just watch their heads get fucked with. Yeah, that. And also there's this guy on TikTok that is using an AI to bring like apps to life.
Mm.
So they've got like one for like TikTok, Tinder, like Spotify, all that kind of stuff, and the scariest one I've seen is Instagram. It's like, you know Venom?
Yeah.
From
Spider-Man.
Yeah. Like the mouth of Venom with like a Ninja Turtle kind of like shape head. And then like you can't really see his eyes, but then it's got like a camera next to him. It's so scary. But that's the best thing I can do to describe it for you.
That does sound scary.
It is actually haunting. But yeah, so Instagram is a scary app, but it's my favorite. Yeah.
I wonder if this is some conspiracy to be like, it's the worst one, it's evil.
Well, Twitter was kind of fucked too.
That doesn't surprise me.
That's what's been on our TikToks. Let's move on to the horriest time of the week.
What's up, whores? It's time for this week's horoscopes.
Aries, try not to eat salt and vinegar chips this week.
Capricorn, punch someone out this week. Give them a right big punch to the head.
Yeah. Libra. Hello, wrinkles. How's the skincare going?
Yum. You need some Q10 age anti-aging.
Yeah.
Gemini, set your ringtone to the Roblox death noise. You're the one where it's like, ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Sagittarius, spend all your money on socks.
Mm-hmm.
All of it.
Mm-hmm. I want to see, like, all kinds of socks.
Yeah, pink ones, red ones.
Ones with a cat's face on it?
Yes.
Toroids. Break a leg. Maybe not literally, though. That's my brand.
Yeah, don't come for it. Like, you've got your thing, stay in your lane. Kyan's got her broken leg thing. She'll stay in her lane.
I mean, I am a Taurus, so it kind of does apply to me. But, like, only me.
Yeah.
But not actually.
Yeah. Virgo. Get a cat. Why not?
Literally, they just go meow.
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 Meow, meow, meow.
Meow, meow, meow.
Oh, meow, meow, meow.
Meow, meow,
meow.
Cancer. You should message your mum the last message you sent to your ex and let her judge you.
Go on.
That would be funny. And I need you to, like, send me the screenshot.
Yeah. I mean, if you could send it to your ex, surely you could send it to your mum.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be that bad, would
you
it?
You should never say something to somebody that you wouldn't say to your mum.
Pisces, paint your third toenail on your right foot purple for good luck.
Mm-hmm. And then on your far left, your pinky one, paint it turquoise.
Turquoise.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice turquoise.
Turquoise. Leo, block your favourite celebrity on Twitter.
That's chaotic.
I just love it. I love a good block. I love blocking people.
Has a celebrity ever blocked you?
I wouldn't put it past me.
I always wondered about those people. I thought you'd be part of that community.
I feel like I probably am, but it's probably with somebody like random.
Yeah, probably.
I'm surprised that Cardi B hasn't blocked me. Because I always just, like, react to her posts with, like, random memes.
Yeah, I'm surprised she hasn't blocked you either. Like, I've seen so many videos circling around of her just, like, going at the camera, and I'm like, I'm scared. Scorpio. Girly, clean your car out, please. It's stanky.
Oh, stanky.
Stanky.
Oh, you need some Febreze. Aquarius. Post on Instagram with a caption, Peter, the horse is here.
You do a really good voice of Lois.
Is it Lois?
Peter. You should send that to Family Guy and say, if anything happens to the voice of Lois, I'm available. And then suddenly, Lois disappears.
Are you going to organise that?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening to this week's 100% pure Peter certified with a candle. That's a scientific version. We just call it
horoscopes.
Pina, let's move on to music news.
Selena Gomez became the most followed woman on Instagram at 406 million.
She surpassed Kylie Jenner because Kylie Jenner held it for years. But obviously with the whole Mean Girl things that's going on right now.
Yeah. Remember when an egg got more likes than Kylie Jenner?
Yeah.
That's a good
you know,
time.
It's like got so many unlikes now that it's fallen below the original post.
Oh, damn.
Pretty sure it's like some random guy that has it now. But yeah. This might be some fun news for you, Jade. Metallica, they've released the title track for their new album. It's called 72 Seasons.
Very exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Is that just going to be like rock stuff?
Yeah.
Nice. I hope they release a Guitar Hero because I've been waiting years for a new Guitar Hero to be released. Nailed it.
I love the passion.
Mm.
Also, Tyler, the Creator. So he released an album called Call Me If You Get Lost last year, and he's releasing the deluxe version soon. And he's released like a pre-release single. That is so many releases in one sentence. But yeah, he's released that. And it's pretty cool. And also, Melanie Martinez. She came out with the album Portals on Friday last week.
How exciting.
How exciting.
How exciting.
And so did Jisoo. She had her debut. Yes. Two songs, Flower and Part of Me.
Are they good?
Yes.
Excellent.
Very good, very nice.
Ah, wee wee.
Let's move on to Crocodile Tank. What song have you got?
I was given the song Death by Melanie Martinez. First of all, great name. Is that a real name?
I have no idea.
If it is, I think that being an artist in the music world was a good choice. It is very, very, very Melanie Martinez vibes, like, from the start. Like, you instantly know it's one of her songs or it's gonna be, like, poppy or something like that. Like, you know who it's gonna be. It's, like, very spooky and ominous. And then there was, like, this heartbeat that got faster and it sort of felt like it was gonna go into a beat drop, but then it didn't. So I was like, oh, I was getting excited. And then I was just let down a bit. Then when like the actual song came in, I assumed it was going to be like soft, heavy metal in a way, or like baby metal, but it was like really slow and it just wasn't what I was expecting at all. And then I was like, maybe I'll let it go past the intro and see what happens. Not much happened, by the way. I love her voice. It's like so sweet and it's so unique, which I love in a voice. And I feel like it keeps building and building and building the entire song, but it just like doesn't drop enough or like properly. I don't know, I felt like it was in that constant state of like revving the car but not changing gears. So I wasn't a fan of that. It just made me annoyed.
I feel like that was the point of the song though, because it's like, I'm back, and it would, because that's the start, it's the very first song of her album. And then after that, it goes into like this really fast song.
Maybe I should listen to the album. Get a better grasp.
There's a song about period on there. Literally period. About, no, it's literally about like the a period.
Oh.
It's funny as fuck. Anyways.
I could imagine like a really intense, hectic light show done to the heavier part in this song, because it did like break down a bit, but it wasn't like nothing crazy, you know. But I could imagine like all the lights, strobe lights and everything, you know, those light shows they do. It would be bloody chaos. And then I wrote, this feels like a long song, because I was like, I'm still writing. At first I liked it, but now I don't know. I feel like I'm expecting more as it continues, but there isn't enough satisfying drops for my liking. That's what I wrote towards the end. It's like being stuck in a revving car and it never changed gear. I really don't know how to feel about it, because now the upbeat part has started again and I'm sort of vibing to it. But I feel like she's trying to do too much, but also, like, not much. Feels odd. I didn't know how to feel. But I wouldn't add it to my playlist, because I feel like it wouldn't go with any of the other songs in my playlist.
To be fair, it took me quite a few listens to get used to it.
Yeah.
First listen, I was like, what the hell is this? I listened again and I was like, okay, I kind of understand it more. Then I listened again and I was like, okay, I like this. And then I listened for the fourth time and I was like, okay, this is going on my playlist. It took four listens for me to be like, yeah, it's going on my playlist. And the music video was really good. Her new like vibe, because she's at the start of the video, it says RIP Crybaby.
Aww. That's my favourite. What's the rest of the album like?
Really fucking good. And it's like they kind of, towards the end of the album, they kind of like start blending together and you get confused as to like where, is it a new song or is it like, like you know how they like switch up beats in a song? Yeah, you're like, what's happening? What's happening?
Is this the same? But then,
like, but it's actually giving across the vibe. It's giving across like the kind of like an eerie, out-of-worldly person vibe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what she tried to do. Like, it's alien. You'll understand when you watch the music video. Because her face doesn't look like a human. It's got four eyes.
Oh my goodness. Four eyes.
And it's like, got like a weird, it's got like a cat nose. Yeah, you need to watch it. And then listen to the rest of the album. The song that Jados gave me is Flu Game by Fallout Boy. I love the start, like where it has the stereo effect. Like they've like pressed on the stereo. It's got kind of like the, like it's tuning into the station. Really like that. And I like the band part of it the most rather than the vocals. That was at the start. And then the chorus hit and I was like, okay, chorus. It sounds very radio. Like I could definitely imagine it playing at radio stations all around the world. And also the second chorus is really good. And verse two, and the way he goes like na 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 na, that part, my favorite part of the whole entire song. And he did it multiple times and I was really happy about that because I really liked it. Also, his voice reminds me of Panic at the Disco. And now that I've heard that, I feel like I've kind of understood the kind of voice that you like.
Yeah, there's like a triad. And it's My Chemical Romance, Panic, and Fall Out Boy. And Fall Out Boy is like the only remainer. Well, My Chemical Romance is touring, but like they're not gonna still be together, as I'm aware.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I definitely feel like that's your favorite kind of voice.
Yeah.
So you like, you could find that, and it's a very theatrical, which again, this song feels very theatrical. I feel like that's your favorite kind of vibe. It's always what I get. Whenever you play me a song, it's very theatrical. And it's like, that's Jade's kind of song she likes. So you should start listening to theatre music because you'd really like it.
Oh, I love theatre music, actually. It's like probably some of my favourite. Chicago, like the musical, their soundtrack. Delicious.
What about like, would you listen to things like Annie? Or is that a little bit too like hoity-toity? Or have you never heard it?
It's a bit like,
I feel like you need a male. You don't really listen to the girl ones. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Especially a kid. I don't want to weird listening to.
So like the original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory you wouldn't listen to either?
Yeah.
It's more like the more mature ones. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I've written at 2:10 is where the song really gets good, because I was kind of like, yeah, yeah, it's a Jade song. Like, you know, it's cute. Wouldn't listen to it again. Then 2:10 hit. And I was like, okay, okay, kind of selling me now. And I was like, can I just like edit the song so I just listen to it from 2:10 onward? Because that's when it gets really fucking good. Because it's like this build up and then it actually hits. And it's like, why did it take so long? But I'm happy that it's here.
Mm.
But yeah, very, very good. And the ending is really cool as well. Although I was a little bit confused when just like a hip hop beat started, because I was like, okay, so like there's a Nicki Minaj feature now? Like, what's happening? Like, it just sounded like it's just waiting for someone to be like, oh, yeah, yeah, and just like start spitting bars, and then it ended. And I was like, okay, I was gearing up for like a pull up in the Sri Lanka for all of me with that bad bitch that came from Sri Lanka. You know what I mean? Because, like, why have a beat like that and not have a rapper? They just, I bet you it's like a Kanye situation where he did the Poopity Scoop song so that when Drake couldn't have it.
Poopity Scoop. Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I would listen again. I wouldn't put it on my main playlist, but I'd probably put it on one of my playlists. Like, I wouldn't be mad if I heard it. You know, I wouldn't be like, skip. I'd listen to it.
Nice. I'm glad.
Doesn't fit the vibe of my main playlist, though. My main playlist is more like pop and R&B. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Kyan and Jay.
Yay!
Thank you so much for listening. And I hope you enjoyed last week's episode and this week's episode as well. Don't forget to follow us on our social media, Kyan and Jay Podcast, on Facebook and TikTok. And Instagram is Kai and Jade Podcast, and the same for Twitter.
We are.
We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Cute and tall.